Good afternoon. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. I have two guests today from Cape Fear Community College, Paula Williams, the Marketing Program Coordinator, and David Harden, Public Information Officer from the college. And they're here to tell us about some new courses in heritage arts. So first of all, welcome and thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jamila. It's great to see you again.
Let's talk now about what are heritage arts.
Well, the Heritage Arts program is something that's new to Cape Fear Community College, and it gives us the opportunity to teach some classes that have a history to them. So the students are able to not only learn about the history of the art, but it brings them up to present day as well.
And heritage arts would be traditional arts and crafts. We'll get into a list of them in just a moment. But
yes, they are typically.
All right. Now, what inspired you to offer these courses, or who on the faculty had the idea for this?
This was something that Clarence Smith talked to me about and asked me to run the program for him. And it's something that Alamance Community College has been very successful doing.
Are you a crafter yourself, Paula?
I am.
What do you like to do?
It depends. I really enjoy painting and drawing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I understand the classes are not only for beginners, but there are various levels, intermediates and advanced. And the folks not only learn crafts, but business skills. If you could talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We're going to be starting all of these classes as beginner classes, but we will then advance to intermediate and advanced classes down the road. And part of the curriculum includes the head of our small business center coming in and talking about how the students can, if they wish, set up a business and then market their wares.
Oh, that's wonderful. And there are a lot of places around town that do sell heritage arts in art galleries. I'm thinking of a number of them at the Cotton Exchange and all up and down Front Street. So if folks wanted to go far with that and not just have it for their own enjoyment, but to share that with the public, there'd be an opportunity for them to learn how.
Sure. And if they wanted to try it out like the Riverfest or Azalea Fest or one of the other festivals we have downtown, set up a booth and try it out. And I was, just looking at the flyer and looking at the webpage, there's quite a diverse list of classes that we're offering.
Let's talk about that.
We've got everything from glass bead making. I'm not familiar with all these, Paula, so you'll have to fill me in on exactly what some of these are. Now, the glass beads, are we just talking small beads? Is this something that we use for jewelry?
Yes. The beginning class will start with small beads, and you can make jewelry with them. Probably what we'll end up doing is making bracelets. But down the road, as the class advances, the beads could get larger and you could do something like a wine stopper or a cheese knife.
Mm-hmm. And people will learn how to make the beads
themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. And there's glass blowing also, isn't there?
Yes, we are offering a glass blowing class. That's going to be a beginning class, and it's going to go all through the history of glass making and also the techniques that are involved, the safety that's involved. And mm-hmm. You'll actually be taught how to set up your own glass blowing studio if you want to do that and turn it into a business.
Now, yesterday I had two guests from the Wilmington Area Woodturners Association. Butch Hayslip and Byron Rosebrook were here. I know they're going to be teaching a course in wood turning, working on the lathe to create beautiful objects. And what other courses are being offered?
We also have a wood carving class. That has been very popular as far as the sign up with both men and women. One of our local artists who is very, very talented will come in and teach you how to carve wood. We have glass mosaics, we have silk painting, we have knitting and crocheting. We even have some music classes. We've been lucky enough to have one of our local musicians offer to teach steel drums, and a very talented guitar teacher is going to teach guitar lessons. We have rug hooking, we have sewing, and I think that's it right now. But I'm also taking suggestions from prospective students. So if there is something that you would like to learn, please let me know and we'll put it on the waiting list and see if we can get enough students and find a really, really neat instructor for that.
Was it hard to find the instructors or did they just show up?
They actually just showed up. it seems like this is something very timely for the community. I didn't realize until I started doing this. what a talented community we have in both New Hanover and Pender County.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Paula Williams, Marketing and Program Coordinator for Cape Fear Community College, joined by David Harden, the Public Information Officer, who keeps me up to speed all the time knowing what's going on at Cape Fear, right down the road from WHQR. Now, let's talk about when the classes start and where they'll be held and the cost and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. The classes will be starting either at the end of January or sometime in the beginning of February. What I'm doing right now is I have a waiting list for all of the classes, and once we have enough students signed up who are interested in taking the class, you know, we'll go ahead and schedule those. One of the classes I forgot to mention is airbrushing also. We have that available. The cost of the class typically is going to be about $68, depending upon where it's held. And some of the classes are going to be held at the North Campus, and some of them are going to be held at studios. One is going to be held at Murrayville Elementary, and that's the steel drum class. Okay. The glass blowing class will be at the actual studio.
I was thinking, I didn't think you had a glass blowing studio at Cape Fear Community College. Right, that's great. Are they evening classes, daytime classes, or do they vary?
They vary.
Okay. And the cost is $68 or right around that. Does that include materials and parking fees, or is that just the course fee?
That's actually the course fee plus parking. But the students will typically have to pay a materials fee as well. Whether that is a book or the actual materials for the class, there will be an additional fee.
Okay. And there's a discount for seniors?
There is a discount for seniors. Seniors 65 and older are able to take one class per semester for free. So what that means is that we waive the registration fee, but they still have to pay, if there's a parking fee involved, the parking fee, which is $3, and then the material fee as well.
Okay. Do the classes last a whole semester?
They do not. These are 24-hour classes, so depending upon whether they meet once a week or twice a week for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, they'll probably be between 4 to 8, maybe even a 12-week class in there.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I'm going to give folks the website, Cape Fear Community College. It's cfcc.edu. And once you get there, you click on Continuing Education. You can read about all the courses. You can register by contacting Paula Williams, and her email is paulawilliams@cfcc.edu, or you can call this number 362-7589. David, while you're here, I don't want to not talk to you as well. There are some other courses being offered at Cape Fear Community College. I know that the latest flyer came out, in December?
Sure. We released our continuing education schedule in early December, and that went out in the Star News, the print version, but our full catalog is online. So if people go to the website, they can take any number of classes, and like you said, these are through continuing education, so they're non-credit. They're also short and offered at times, so if you're working during the day, a lot of them are at night. But just to give you a few examples, you know, we've got classes in basic computers. So if a lot of people, maybe you got a new computer for Christmas, and it's like, oh, I need to figure out how to use this thing, or it's just going to be an ornament on my desk. They start very basic in that class. Then if you're interested in learning any type of specific software like Photoshop, they offer programs like that. You know, in all kinds of different areas, we have event planning classes now. So if you have anyone that you know is getting married, we have a wedding planning class, which started last semester, and we're offering that again this semester. That's very popular.
That should be popular, yes.
Also a large variety of online classes that people can take through the college. So, and like Paula mentioned, we also take suggestions for courses. So if there's a class that you have a particular interest in, or you have a business that's interested in learning a specific skill, we're here to be flexible to offer the skills and the classes that people are interested in taking to help them enrich their lives, you know, improve their job skills, basically just improve their quality of life. And that's why we're here.
And if someone's listening right now that would like to teach a course, because these are continuing education courses, the instructor doesn't have to have a master's or something like that. They could have life experience that makes them qualified. Is that right?
Right. So if someone's interested in teaching a course, you know, we'll be happy to talk with them about it.
All right. Should they contact you about that, David?
No, our continuing education department would be the best one to contact about that.
All right. So you could go to cfcc.edu, and then you can navigate yourself through the website and find all about the continuing ed department and how to contact them. Anything else you guys want to say about these heritage arts classes or about other classes in general?
Well, you know, it's an exciting time for Cape Fear. You know, we're expanding right down the street.
I know.
You know, and that's something else I might mention. We have a milestone milestone coming up on our Union Station project. That's going to be the last piece of steel is going to be put on that project at the end of the month. And we're going to be having a big ceremony for that. So, you know, it's an exciting time. We've got more students. We've got more classes, more facilities coming, and it's all for the public. So we're excited to do it.
The school is growing. It's really wonderful to look down the street and see what's happening down there on any given day. And I can always tell when school is in session or not because the coffee shops downtown are just crammed with eager students.
The lines tend to, grow and shrink depending on.
That's great. Any last thoughts from you, Paula?
I just want to thank you for your time and for allowing us to be able to let people know about this program. We're really excited about
it. It's our pleasure. That's so great. For more information, again, go to cfcc.edu and click on Continuing Ed, or you can call Paula Williams at 362-7589. She'll give you information and get you registered if that's what you would like. Thanks to both of you, Paula Williams and David Harden from Cape Fear Community College.
Thank you very much.
This is 91.3 WHQR.